win. There it is. There's the win.
I have another tip of the week.
Ooh. I like tips.
You'll never get anywhere without our help. It's tip of the week.
This is a WikiHow.
Yep.
How to be a jock.
Okay.
So that's like an American term.
Yeah. I don't think we really have
a jock culture.
No, or even something, what's the word? Like something that's like it. A comparison for it, I don't think.
I guess maybe a little bit in like rugby teams and stuff.
That's true.
They
yeah.
have hazing and
yeah, rugby
and the like.
Lads. Rugby lads, that's just what we call them, isn't it? Rugby lads, basically.
Yeah, so we've got rugby lad
that's
culture.
That's true, yeah, yeah. Maybe it's just lad culture in general.
Lad
it's
culture,
kind of, yeah,
yeah.
That kind of is jockey.
So you could take this, how to be a lad.
Could be, okay.
Jocks play sports.
Yep, fair.
And apparently, jocks play sports.
Jock play sports.
Jocks play sports to learn self-confidence, teamwork, and leadership.
Oh.
Not sure that's why they play sports.
No.
They play sports because they're good at them.
Yeah. And they tend to be bigger than everyone.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. My image of a jock tends to be a massive guy.
Yeah, with the...
The sports jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, the letter jacket.
Also, they often stand out as social leaders in their schools. If you're willing to dedicate to a sport and positively develop your social life, you're already on the right track.
Okay.
So, this is method 1 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Excelling in sports.
Okay.
Determine which sports you want to play.
So, this is a method, or is it this is a requisite? Because if you don't excel in sports, I don't think you can be a jock, can you?
Let me just have a look.
Or can you?
So, yeah, because then it says method. So, there's several steps to excelling at sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Method 2 of 3.
Yeah.
Being social. So, again, I feel like that's step 2.
Yeah, because you can't just be social.
No.
You could just be good at sports, but yeah. That doesn't make you a jock necessarily.
3, maintaining jock interests. Because they have specific interests.
And you have to maintain them.
Yeah, very difficult to maintain. Yeah. Are you nurturing yeah. the jock interests?
Right. I don't think you can just do those.
No, so we're going to take these as this is
step 1.
Yeah, step 1, excelling in sports.
Yeah, okay.
Determine which sport or sports you want to play.
Mm-hmm. Sensible.
Maybe the most important step to being a jock is being an athlete.
Yeah.
Typically, jocks are associated with high school and college football, although mm-hmm. basketball and wrestling are also common choices.
Wrestling?
Not so much here, that's for
no.
sure.
Wrestling, I've read some John Irvin books, and he talks a lot about wrestling.
Yeah.
I think it's bigger in America. We never
sure.
wrestled
the
when
wrestling
I was a kid.
Team.
Yeah.
So participate in pickup games, ask team coaches to let you work out and practice with a team. Mm-hmm. Once you know which is best for you, try out for your school team.
It's very specific sports as well, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It says they're basketball and football in America. That. I don't think you can get jocks playing tennis or...
So it does give a list of potential other sports.
Does it? Okay.
So more sports to consider playing include cheerleading.
Right, yeah.
Dance.
I don't think you can be a jock,
no.
be a cheerleader. Like being a cheerleader...
But you can be the female equivalent of a jock, whatever that is.
Well, you can be a male cheerleader, but
I
don't think you're a jock generally
no,
if you're a male cheerleader.
So.
And female cheerleaders are... called cheerleaders.
Yes.
That's the social thing that they
yeah.
are.
So cheerleading, dance, water polo, volleyball, gymnastics, swimming. They're just listing all the sports.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on.
I can see water polo because you like water
yes.
polo players.
It's
are
like it's wrestling, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly. They're big lads as well. So I think is anything where you tend to get big from doing the sport.
Yeah.
That's what I think of as jocks.
So next step in excelling at sports mm. is try out for your school's team.
Okay.
And for some reason, the picture suggests you should try out topless.
Oh, I mean, why not?
It's just man in running pose topless.
If you got it, flaunt it. It's a very jock thing to do.
It is. That should be on here.
Yeah.
Flaunt what you have.
Yeah.
So after figuring out which sport suits your talents and joys most, go to the school tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to older students. Okay, cool. So that's all fine.
Right. So just getting ideas, basically, how good am I at which sport and which sport should I do?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And if you try out, you might make the team and you're not going to be a jock if you're not on a team, really.
I think it's very difficult to be trying to be pushing your weight around when you're not even on any of the teams.
3, join a recreational league. Interesting. I wouldn't have thought they'd bother.
Nor me.
Jocks.
That doesn't seem like a very jockey thing to do.
If your school doesn't have the sport you're interested in, or you're not chosen but feel committed to a particular sport, this is a great option.
Mm.
So you could...
I'm not sure about that.
But then who... I feel like you can't be a jock in a vacuum.
Like,
you have to have people around you. So if you're
that
in a
respect, they have to respect your jock status, don't they?
Yeah. So if you're not in a team at school, but you're a jock in a recreational team, who do you be a jock to?
Exactly.
Just random people in the street.
Yeah. I don't think you can you? Because they're not going to respect the fact that you're good at the sport that you're, for the school.
And you've knitted your own
your leather jacket. Yeah. I feel like the whole sort of aspect of jockism is you get respect because you're really good at sport for the school.
Yeah.
That's where the respect comes from.
I think so. That's my understanding of jock culture.
Yeah. So if you're not playing for the school, I don't think you can do it. You can't go into play for a rec league.
No, I don't think so. 4, attend all practices and scrimmages.
Right.
Fair.
I'm not sure about that either. Because a lot of them, I get the feeling that jocks are extremely lazy. That's like a stereotype.
But then is not the biggest jock, say, the quarterback?
Yeah.
And American college football is incredibly important, so you do have to be good.
Yeah, you have to be good, but you don't have to practice that hard to be good. That's the feeling I get. I get the feeling that it's the gifted kids that get to be the biggest jocks, ones who are naturally gifted and just are good at sports.
Yes,
because of how they are, they don't practice
hard. At that age.
Yeah. Yes.
Study sports strategies.
Again,
debatable.
That sounds like nerd behavior to me.
Six, workout. Physical strength is one of the main characteristics of jocks.
Yes, I agree with this one.
Yep.
Again, this is all from TV shows, but yes. I'm basing it on. But that is definitely in the key, one of the key things in my mind.
Yeah.
Big lad.
It gives you some things to do to work out.
And we know how to do that.
Yeah.
We've done other WikiHows for that.
7, play in competitive matches.
Okay, yep. That seems very key to me.
Even if you're a new player, ask your coach to give you as much active time in games matches as possible.
That seems like a very jockey thing to do.
It is.
Have a lot of confidence and be like, coach, put me in, coach, come on.
Yeah.
That seems very jockey.
Next step, being social.
Okay.
Be confident.
Yes.
Know that you're an important, strong, capable person.
Mm-hmm.
All jocks believe that about themselves.
That is, again, that along with the letter jacket and being a big lad.
Yeah.
Defining characteristics.
Walk, stand, and sit with correct posture. Disagree. Slump.
Yeah. Be lazy.
Yeah.
But you also want to make yourself look big.
Yeah, true.
So good posture is good for that.
2, befriend many of your peers. Jocks are notoriously popular. This comes with confidence, kindness, and openness.
That's interesting because the way it's portrayed on TV, and I guess a lot of them are portrayed by nerdy writers. So
true, they have axe to grind already.
Yeah, but the character, they tend to look like they are liked by the popular kids,
but disliked by a lot of other people.
Yeah, and actually envied and disliked.
Yeah,
by a
still
lot of
envied.
People. Yeah,
disliked. Talk to a wide variety of people in your school.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, there are different social cliques based on mutual interests, cultural groups. Make an effort to talk to different people so that you develop a balanced understanding of your social world.
Well, that is very good. It's just nice advice. Yeah. That doesn't sound like jock behavior
at
all. And
then bully them.
Yeah. Kick them and keep sand in their eyes.
Go to parties and celebrations.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one. Again, from TV.
Yeah. 4, date other athletes. Interesting.
That is interesting.
So you've talked to everybody, talked to loads of people, but then you're specifically going to choose to only date other athletes.
I would have thought cheerleaders. That seems like...
But they are athletes.
I suppose cheerleading, you could consider that athletics, yeah.
Dating shows you have the confidence to approach people and be vulnerable. Maybe.
Interesting.
Dating fellow athletes will multiply your appearance as cool and important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
The jock identity.
Power couple.
Yeah. The jock identity is used to describe a majority of the time to describe men, but some women also identify as jocks.
Interesting. I guess things change over the years. My sort of image of jocks is probably rooted in the 90s.
Yeah.
So things probably have changed.
Cultivate positive relationships with adults. Being a jock also means being a leader, and this is far easier to accomplish with the guidance of elders.
Interesting. I guess they get preferential treatment. Again, this is from TV, but from like teachers.
Coaches, you can fail because you're...
Yeah, you'll get like a kid to do your homework for you.
And join school pep rallies.
I have no idea what a pep rally is.
It's like what they do before games, like
tailgating,
like with the band and stuff
on the field.
Band, yeah.
Oh,
is that pep rallies?
I don't know. I've heard them say it, but I've never known what it is. I know what pep is, so I understand what they're trying to do is get people like hyped up and get some school spirit. But I don't know what that entails at all.
Just that.
Yeah.
Method 3 of 3 or step 3.
Mm-hmm.
Maintaining jock interests.
This is the section I'm really interested in.
It is very interesting. Number 1, build healthy aggression.
Oof.
Jocks are generally more likely to be aggressive than their peers.
Is that an interest?
Go to the doctor. Yeah. I'm interested in being aggressive,
but only in a healthy way.
I was told to seek my doctor's permission before I did.
I mean, that's actually quite sensible to do that. Don't just go out being willy-nilly aggressive. Talk to a doctor first.
Aggression is not an entirely negative trait and can have much more to do with direct expression than bullying others. Develop your ability to boldly speak your mind while also showing respect to others.
I don't think aggression is that. Assertiveness is that. Aggression is something else.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Aggression definitely has negative connotations in all, apart from in sporting terms.
Yeah.
You can be aggressive in your sporting strategies and things, but as a person, if you are aggressive, definitely has negative connotations. Definitely. Yeah. Assertive is the good side of it. Aggressive is the bad side of it, of the same coin.
Yeah.
I would say
the sports you play will teach you what healthy aggression feels and looks like. Generally speaking, aggression is not wrong. However, like bullying, if you direct it at the weak and or innocent, you can expect punishment, judgment and unhappiness within yourself. I feel like if you direct your aggression at somebody who's strong, you should still get the same punishment.
Well, you just get punished by the person you're showing your aggression to. Yeah, it's an interesting point, and I think I see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But I think they're using the wrong words for it.
Be aggressive.
Yeah, be aggressive. True. In a sporting context, it is a good thing. There are useful uses for aggression.
You don't need to be an aggressive person.
No.
2, dress like a jock. Clothing made specifically for athletes is always a good choice for anyone wanting to be a jock.
This is an interest. Fashion is an interest. Yeah. That's fair.
If you join a sports team, wearing team jerseys and apparel is a stylish choice.
Get it. I understand that.
Letterman jackets are the pinnacle of jock style.
Well, we've said this. Yeah. The quintessential.
So we're our understanding of jocks is
we know what a jock is. We don't even need this article. We could have written this article.
3, watch sports. When you're not playing, practicing, and studying, spend time enjoying the sports you love.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Purchase a jersey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I don't know if I would necessarily class that as jockish behaviour, going just watching sport, because loads of people watch sports.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a jock to do that, but
it's maintaining your jock interests.
Part of the jock lifestyle. Yeah, I see that.
And you need to maintain it.
Yeah, absolutely.
4, joining fantasy sports leagues.
Again, that almost sounds a bit nerdy to me.
A
lot of numbers in there.
Yeah. Organize a group of friends, athletes, people interested in sports to create a fantasy. Now, doing the organization is even
extremely
one step
nerdy.
Further.
Oh, let me set out the brackets.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah, I think setting up a fantasy league is certainly not jock behavior.
No.
Winning a fantasy league is also not jock behavior to my mind.
Yeah.
I think
agreed.
Participating, fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But winning it, that's for the nerds.
Yes.
They've got to have something, haven't they?
Five, learn about college and professional players. Much of the conversation between athletes can be about specific players, the talents, weaknesses, even their social lives as revealed in the media.
Oh.
Is that a necessity?
I wouldn't say it's a necessity, but I do see like that is going to be a topic of interest.
Yeah.
To people who like a lot of jocks I'm imagining are envisaging being pro athletes.
Yes, so they probably will.
So understanding the competition.
Yeah.
I can see that, and people would talk about that probably, so I can see that being useful.
And that's it. There are a couple of questions.
Okay.
And a couple of tips.
Good.
First question.
Are they from nerds?
Well, this one might be. Or no, this could be an aspiring jock.
Okay.
Many jocks are stereotyped as bullies. Is bullying others a requirement for a jock?
You didn't mention this in the interest section.
Because I'm real keen.
Do I need to cultivate it? Because I'm already very into it.
I would only be maintaining an interest.
Is there an answer? Has somebody give an answer to it?
There is.
Yeah.
You never have to treat others poorly. The best athletes
You never have to, but it is quite fun.
And often recommended. The best athletes are, quote, team players and support others rather than belittling them.
Others.
It doesn't say anything about non-athletes, though.
Yeah, exactly. Others on the team, yeah.
Emphasize the good qualities of being a jock and discard the mean-spirited stereotypes.
It's good advice. That's good advice.
Reclaim the word.
Yeah.
Reclaim the
That's
word,
our
jock.
Word.
Can a girl be a jock? A girl can certainly be a jock. Never let gender stereotypes get in the way of you playing sport or doing anything else you love. Like bullying.
Follow your dreams, girl. That's very interesting because to say like letting gender stereotypes get in the way, I think of jock being one of the main gender stereotypes.
Yeah.
A jockish male is a very strong gender stereotype.
Yeah.
So
you're
playing into stereotypes by wanting to be a jock.
Yes. Whether you're male or female.
Yeah. But it's very, very, for me, in my mind, extremely traditionally a male stereotype.
Yeah.
Like it's not that women can obviously be into sports and be athletes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just not jocks.
Yes.
Generally. I don't know.
Couple of tips.
Yeah.
Never display a lack of confidence in your school. Yeah, don't say nerdy things like, this school sucks and we lose at everything.
Is that a nerdy thing to say?
And everyone here is a loser. Be positive and have lots of spirit.
Have school spirit. That is such an American thing to say.
Yeah. Bloody nerds bringing down our school spirit.
It's all the nerds that are doing the problem. Was this written by a jock? I guess
saying nerdy things.
Like we're all losers. That's not what nerds say.
Next one is a top tip. So that first one got one tick for helpful.
One nerd point.
The next one has one tick for helpful and one tick for not helpful.
Oh.
Don't get caught hazing or bullying.
Great advice.
Maintain your interest.
Yeah. But just do it in secret.
And the last one, school shirts are cool.
That's not even that's not advice.
Advice for life, maybe.
I guess.
School shirts are cool.
They're just cool. It's not related, but
I mean, that sounds particularly nerdy to me.
Yeah, it's real nerdy. I like wearing my school shirt, thank you.
And my school tie and school blazer.
And my school pants. You're going to get a swirly.
all you see for like 2 days straight is zebra bums.
And it smells real sticky.
I don't know, it's Jeopardy. See you, suckers.